The NCBA's Danielle Beck spoke at the American Bankers Association's Ag Bankers Conference in Dallas recently and challenged the imitation meat industry. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
The CEOs who are saying they want to put animal agriculture out of business have yet to really consider what sort of widespread ramifications there would be of taking a major economic driver out of rural communities across the U.S. There's a good bit of land here across the country where you can't produce other crops. And if there isn't cattle grazing that land, managing it, what happens there? The benefits of grazing are widespread.
Beef producers are glad to see the issue gaining attention in Washington.
Members of Congress, Representatives Marshall and Brindisi, introduced legislation called the Real Meat Act. We at NCBA are so grateful to those legislators for their willingness to take a lead on this important issue. We are working with champions in the Senate on a companion bill, and we are encouraging all of our members out there to get in touch with their legislators at the federal level and encourage them to sign on and co-sponsor, because we believe it is a positive step in the right direction. It will ensure that FDA is required to enforce the law, and it sets very clear parameters around how imitation products need to be labeled.
Beck says very strongly that specific word, imitation, should be prominent on the label. I hope you found this program both informative and useful. I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.